It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Why this?
Oh. 23 years ago today, it came out.
What a weird number. Like, usually you celebrate 25 years or 30 years or 10 years.
Or 20, yeah. I don't know why.
23, who celebrates?
Well, it's because it's such a strange song, you might as well give it a strange anniversary. I mean, they have a whole article on this song. How radio wouldn't play this song when it came out because they didn't understand it.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
All about value. Better bust through. The flavors.
It's just a dumb song. For a dumb song like this to blow them up.
Yeah, what else did they do besides this?
I mean, $1 Million. And they had a couple of songs, but nothing.
What's
this?
I don't think I know $1 Million.
Yeah.
If I heard it, I'd know it?
You'd know it. Well, Bare Naked Ladies, one of the dudes hit on me, so.
Oh, that was the band. That's, yeah, I do remember that.
I know the guitarist wanted to bang you one night.
Yeah.
And that's all I remember.
I used to be hot.
Well, he's the one that doesn't wear glasses, so I don't understand.
But he needed them.
Yeah, he's the one that needed glasses. Chicken, China, the Chinese chicken.
You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. But that's the whole point, that he needed glasses, so he... That's why the guys with the glasses were like, whoa, dude, you sure? I don't know if you know what you're looking at there.
You have permanent beer goggles.
Funny, it's like, of all the things I resent my ex-husband about, I forgot to resent him that I could have had sex with a bare naked lady.
He could have had a lady that night.
Could have had a lady.
And you didn't. You were a good girl. And he was hitting on you hard.
I know. And I had my own place. Remember, I was staying at that, like,
you could have had a
weird spa place.
And
they gave me, like, that. Yeah, they gave me, like, that big weird apartment.
Yeah, so the radio station we worked at had Bare Naked Ladies concert or something. And
it was a Christmas concert, remember?
Oh, that's right. Christmas with the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
I remember that. So we had the intro.
There's a couple of bands that night. But we were in charge of the Bare Naked Ladies. And then we actually had to hang out with them afterwards and we showed them around. Remember, it was like a picnic table outside. Everybody was having drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, what's so funny is the bare naked lady that was hitting on me, he made it so obvious. It was like, it was hardcore press. Like, he wasn't just flirting a little. We were at a picnic table and it was a big one. And everyone can sit all over the place. He was sitting so close to me. I smelled his cologne and his breath. He was right, like he was knee to knee with me. He was right here talking to me like close talker.
Right. And the whole time I'm like, dude, really? Seriously? So you don't know that? You don't remember this song?
I don't think I remember this song.
Really? This is If I Had a Million Dollars.
If I Had a Million Dollars. Yes.
If I Had a Million Dollars.
You remember this.
If I Had a Million Dollars, well, I'd buy you a house.
Was this a hit?
At the station we worked at, our PD was a huge fan of the Bare Naked Ladies, so we played this crap all the time.
Yeah.
So, no, it wasn't a hit, but we played it.
We made it a hit, yeah. We fed them.
And Pinch Me was the other one.
Do I know this?
It's got 6 million views.
Pinch me beneath the bearded barley. That's
it's
Kiss Me.
It's the perfect time of year.
Oh, I know this. Yes, of course I know this.
Somewhere far away from.
And Brian Wilson was another single. We played them all because Neil loved them.
Fine enough, I guess.
He's the greatest band ever. We need to play him like every hour.
Considering everything's.
Where's that guy now?
Oh, he's programming like 10
There's
stations.
A restaurant down the street.
He's like a big radio guy. He's like the only big radio guy left.
He knew what he was doing. We should be listening to him.
He still sends me a paycheck for things I do for him. So I'm not saying bad things about Neil. We wanted Neil to hire us, by the way. So we'll play Bare Naked Ladies. Come on, Neil.
I liked this song.
See, now you're just kissing up with Neil.
No, I really did like this song. I just didn't realize the name of it was Pinch Me. Not like background music, you know, like you're busy. I think when I hear music like this, it reminds me of when I used to work at a yogurt shop when I was a kid. This is the kind of music that'd be in the background while I was making yogurt for the angry old ladies.
This is the song that came on. So the next song that came on, Blues Traveler, was next. See, you always have to play this after the Bare Naked Ladies.
It's part of the you gotta cleanse your palate. You work your way in right before you get to Counting Crows. You gotta do a little Blues Traveler.
December is coming up next by the Counting Crows.
We had one vibe at that station.
But yet they threw a
ball. So I feel like those bands all got together. They wrote one song. And they all figured out how they were gonna make it theirs.
And they're all on the road now. It's like, yeah. Sugar Ray, Chumbawamba, Blues Traveler, and Bare Naked Lady Joe. And they all
come
out and do one song.
The collective age of that audience right now.
Stupid ass song.
Look, who's sponsoring it though? The Hurricane?
Probably.
Depends. I mean, that's an older audience there.
No, it's a CBD company.
Oh, of course. What was I thinking?
And it's CBD for your dog and for you. Oh. So it's a CBD place.
In that case, they're targeting me.
Yeah. See you at Sugar Ray. Well, I that got me in the mood because an article came out today of the dumbest songs ever. And
was the Bare Naked Ladies one of them?
No, it should be.
Okay.
See, that's what I don't understand.
Chickadee-China, the Chinese chicken. No, that's brilliant.
No, that's a stupid song.
Yeah.
But when you look down at the list of stupid songs.
Hang on, wait.
They're dumber songs.
They're dumber songs than that?
Yeah, number 32 is the Monster Mash. Remember that?
So that, yeah, but that's not a dumb song.
It's a dumb
that's a
song.
Holiday. No, no, but it's a holiday song. You play it once a year. You can't really. Dumb songs are songs that play normally, and they think they're songs. Monster Mash. It's like, oh, it's so cute. You're not a song. You're just a holiday thing. You're like Santa Claus is coming to town, but for Halloween.
Okay, I'm gonna put every song by Weird Al, but they put Eat It.
Right.
In there. And that's a stupid. And a guy that I love, probably one of my favorite artists of all time, Harry Nilsson. Mm-hmm. They put Coconut as 28.
I don't think I know that song, but I remember looking up Harry Nilsson because when I saw Goodfellas, mm-hmm. I remember that amazing scene. I've talked to you about this before because this is how music plays in movies, and this is the effect music has in movies. I would never remember the scene if it wasn't for the music. So in Goodfellas, there's that scene where Ray Liotta is in the car, and he's in there with Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to escape, and the helicopters are flying over them. And they're trying to escape by car, but they're being followed by a helicopter. So you're like, well, they're never going to get away because it's a helicopter. And suddenly this song comes on. We can make each other happy.
Great song. Ah. This one.
And I was like, that's an awesome song. So I immediately Googled it. And I was like, oh, Harry Nilsson. Downloaded it immediately. And it's on my playlist.
So this is the song that it made the list. They said, stupid song.
This is the same guy that I'm talking about?
Same guy.
Wait, the guy that did that really cool song for Goodfellas? Did like a Sprite commercial?
Harry Nilsson is brilliant.
This feels so off-brand for him.
No, you gotta dig into things that Harry Nilsson did, and it was you're talking about Jump into the Fire. That's the song that you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, that's it. That's what it's called. Oh my God. This beat. So this beat is going and he's jumping into the car. And they think, you know, they're going to get away. They're going to escape the FBI. Yeah, it's a brilliant scene. It's really one of the most pivotal scenes, not just in Goodfellas, but I think like in movies in general. Like, this is really indelible.
And brilliant to play this song during that.
You can swim the sea. This doesn't feel like a lime and a coconut guy.
He's the same guy.
I can't believe it. You know, I would have had sex with this guy, but not the lime and the coconut guy.
Yeah, he's done a lot of songs, you know. This is another
Everybody's
song.
Talking at me.
Oh, what movie is this from? This is from a
Midnight
movie, too.
Cowboy. I don't
hear Midnight Cowboy, saying. Thank you. I knew it was another classic movie.
Yeah, so this was a perfect song for that movie by a perfect guy. I mean,
yeah.
And then he was the original one that did this song. Not Mariah Carey.
But I guess that's just the way.
Everyone's covered this.
Yeah, he's the original.
Oh, interesting. I'm getting a little lesson here. I love that you know so much about music. This is great.
I like Harry Nilsson a lot. And I think his life was a huge tragedy. And his story is brilliant. And what he went through. And his voice is amazing.
Can't live.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, so... And Eddie did a song called Fuck You, which was awesome too.
Lily Allen did a song like that too.
He was the first one.
Yeah, of course. Which is even more interesting because he's much older in a different generation. So the fact that he did a Fuck You song and then years later, Lily Allen did her Fuck You song. And we thought it was like, oh my God. So fuck you.
So
did they play this on the radio?
No. This is the song that you played at a party where people went, this is a cool song. But yeah, you never heard it on WLS.
That's awesome. Oh, I love that this song exists. Oh my God. I gotta learn this for karaoke. But I would kill a karaoke with this song.
For the 70s, this was out there.
Yeah.
So that didn't make the worst songs list, but that's one of his songs did, and that's the lime and the coconut.
That's my little education of Harry Nilsson. Thank you. I think a lot of people don't know that much. I don't know a lot about him. I just know a couple of songs here and there. So
number 27, Purple People Eater. Stupid song.
Yeah.
That was Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer is 23. So
again, that's not a song. That's a silly holiday song. I think it's for holiday. You can't really include it, but okay.
All right. Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Is this list from 1932?
Well,
what the hell's going on here?
All the old songs. Every song, period. So the dumbest songs ever. Like the Chicken song made it number 18. Number 12, have you heard?
No. Is it the bird? Is it the one that's from Family Guy?
The bird is the word. Have you not heard?
Oh my God, I love that made the list. That's awesome.
I'm the dumbest song ever. Disco Duck, congratulations, Rick Dees. You made it number 5.
Oh, my buddy Rick Dees, that's so mean. So when you and I were doing our syndicated radio show, we had a nationally syndicated show. We had like 2.8 million listeners. We had 180 stations. And that's when I booked that television show that took me out to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So I was out there and my priority was the radio show. I had to get off the set and get over and do radio. Rick Dees has a studio in Burbank, literally walking distance from where we shot Confessions of a Teen Idol. And there were days that, like, I don't drive, so I had to bring my ex-husband with me, who was my husband at the time, to drive me back and forth from thing to thing. And there was one day that he was stuck in traffic, and I literally ran from the television studio over to Rick D's studio. That's how close it was, though. I didn't have to go on a highway, nothing. I got it, you know, it was easy to just sort of run around Burbank. It was weird running around Burbank.
Small town.
What choice did I have?
That was the good old days when you actually, I remember, got into a rent-a-car and the seatbelt sign went off because you didn't weigh enough.
That's right. I didn't weigh enough.
And the car went, there's a kid in the seat. No, it's an actual person.
I'm an adult.
But
I'm a skinny little adult.
It didn't know. So number three.
That's not a problem anymore.
Number three, a song from 2013. What Does the Fox Say? Stupid song.
Oh, yeah, by Yilvis or something.
Something like that. Number two, Louie Louie. For dumbest songs ever.
That's not a dumb song. That's sort of a classic.
And number one dumb song ever to ever come out. This was actually a
remember
song.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and
they're coming to take me away.
Because I don't know this.
You don't know this?
No, what
this
is this?
This was on the radio.
And then what? The no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Worse,
and now you see well, I've in like gone the completely 50s? Out of my mind. And they're this feels like the 60s.
They're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho.
What is this?
The funny part. The number one dumbest song ever released. And I'll be
happy to see those this is nice really a song? Get out.
Yep.
They're
coming to take me. I own this song.
This feels like you this feels like I'm being pranked. This feels like so Ashton Kutcher's about to run out and be like, you've been pumped.
No, ask your boyfriend about this song. Right?
You know you laughed. I heard you laugh.
I can't believe you know this.
Oh, yeah. I used to own this. There was... This song is so bad, it had an A side and a B side.
Right.
So there was two versions of this song. And they're coming to take me away. Number 13, the side A made the number 13 worst song ever written. And the side B made the number one worst song ever written.